Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samach Tes, and we are on Samach Ches Amud Beis. We'll start with the five lines up at the bottom, Maskav L'Rav Simi. Just one ha'ara on the previous discussion, and that is, we're speaking about a mouse that falls into a barrel of beer, Hahu Achbara, falls in, and Rav Asered in that case. And the Rabbanan in front of Rav Sheshes were wondering, why would Rav Asered, a mouse falling into a barrel of beer, a keg of beer, is it because Rav holds no sintam of Gam as Asered? And that's why, even if something gives off a putrid, bad taste, it is usher. We have the different sources for why that we paskin is mutter. But does he hold usher? Rav Sheshes said no. Really, Rav also holds us down lekam as mutter in general. The difference is here chidishu. The ha, what's chidishu? The ha, the Gemara had said mimis mazu b'dili inshimine. It's something disgusting, and still people, it's usher. It's something that people never eat. It's disgusting. It's putrid. It turns people's appetites off. And yet it's still usher. So maybe all rules of tasting tasty, does not apply to this type of item, to the shratzim, and therefore it's going to be usher, even though it is a nosin tam lefkam. That was the suggestion. Tosfos, if you remember, Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Zayin discusses what the definition of chiddushu. What do you mean chiddushu? It's a chiddushu shechidsha Torah. Right? Everything is a chiddush. I wouldn't have known most mitzvahs without the Torah. So what's the definition of chiddush? The Gemara only says that by certain specific cases of what chiddush is. The Gemara says that by Motzi Shemra. The Gemara says that by Basav Chalav. The Gemara says that by Edim Zomimin. Right, so what is chiddushu in this context? So Tosfos there in Yevamos Daf Zayin says chiddush means davar hasoser as a klal. Something that goes against the general rules that we're used to within Torah. Again, all of Torah is a chiddush. The Hashem was machadish it. But there are certain rules and regulations within the laws of Torah. If something goes against the normal rules and regulations, so that is what's called a chiddush. Motzi Shemra, you're chayev two punishments. That's against the normal rule of kim le b'drava b'nei. You're chayev malchus and mamon, and that's why that is called a chiddush. Basa b'chalav is called a chiddush. Why is it called a chiddush? Discussion in the Rishonim. Let's say it's only usher if you cook them together. If you put them together, so then that's not going to be usher daraisa. Why is that? If something is treif, something is treif. Who cares if it's hot or it's not hot? If these two combined are a problem, so why isn't that enough? So that's a chiddush davar hasoser es haklal. Or the other examples that were given, edim zomimin. Right? Why do you trust the later edim, trust the earlier edim? Either way, davar. So here too, the Gemara says, it's a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Usually something has to have a good taste. Something has to be edible for it to be considered food and for it to be usher. And the Gemara says here, chiddush, so that teaches us that it's a davar asoser zakal, and that's why Rav Sheshes said, even if you want to say that an achbar is no sintam lefgam, and even if you want to say Rav usually holds no sintam lefgam is usher, still is going to be usher here. Point number one. Then the next point, just to mention, is that the Rabbanan, after Rav Sheshes suggested this, the Rav Sheshes said maybe it's a chiddush, and usually he holds no sintam lefgam is mutter. But here it's different because it's mimis mas and it's a chiddush. So Rabbanan said to Rav Sheshes, okay, so if you want to say it's usher and all other rules generally do not apply, so why isn't it metame lach v'yavesh? The Gemara now goes across borders, going from ma'achalos asuros to tumah v'tahara. The Gemara is not machalik. The Gemara assumes if it's going to be asur in ma'achalos asuros, so then it should be metame also lach v'yavesh. And yet the Mishnah tells us that it's metame lach is not metame yavesh. If you want to say it's a rule breaker, go across the board. So the Gemara says no. Ula taimeich, the Gemara said, shechva zera also, then should be metame lach v'yavesh. But it says it's only metame lach. Why is that? Because it has to be, still has the shame shechva zera, which the Gemara says, re'uya la hazriya. And that's why it's only when it is lach. So here too, even if you want to say it's a chiddush, it's only when it is still considered a sheretz, and it's only considered a sheretz when it is still moist, right, within a couple of days when it has died. B'mosam ha'marachmana ke'ein mosam, when it's not totally dried out, and that is why we wouldn't go across the board, even if you want to say, right, we're defending Rav Sheshes, even if you want to say that Rav holds, nozim amav kam is mutter, and it's only usher here mishum chiddushu, you're not going to go across the board and say, oh, it's a chiddush and it's going to be betame even yavish. We're not going to go that far, because maybe, again, giving lumdus to this line, maybe it's that it's not called the sheretz. It's not called the sheretz anymore once it's dried out. Just like shechva zera has to be ru'yil azriya, it's not considered shechva zera after that time. Remember, this halacha is also important for Hilchas Nida, as we know, Shefa Zera Ru'uya Lahazriya, based on the Gemara in Parakah Rabbi Akiva in Shabbos, that discusses the status of Shefa Zera after a couple of days. We know that Bizman Azeh, all the halachas of Zava and Nida, the chilukim between them do not apply, right? We assume, based on Chumra Rabbi Zera, that all women are treated like a Zava Gedola, right? The Beis Chachma writes in one place that the Lesson Lava, we're going to have to go back to knowing the differences between Zava and Nida. There are different karbanos and different halachas and different Tumah V'Tahara halachas. You can't just be machmir. There's differences. But Bizman Hazeh, we treat everybody like a Zava Gedola, which means that every woman who's Roa Tipas Dabkat Chardal requires Shiva Nekiyim, 7 clean days. But before a woman can start counting that we paskin, that the woman has to start wait a certain amount of days before she starts counting the Shiva Nekiyim, based on the idea of Shechva Zera Ru'uya LaHazriya, which means the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, based on the days that Bnei Yisrael waited before Matan Torah, that women had to be tahora not only from Nida, but also from Pleita Shechva Zera, from being with their husbands, and for 72 hours, the Gemara assumes that Shechva Zera still has the potency in order to be Mazri, in order to impregnate, and that's why the Shechva Zera is considered real Azriya for 3 days. If you have the 3 days, and then there's a suffix also about Bein Hashmashos, that's when the Trumas Hadeshin adds on one extra day, and that's why if it's 4 24-hour periods, which is 5 halachic days, that's why the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav, in Hilchos Nida, that is the halacha that we paskin, and that is a woman cannot start counting Shiva Nekiyim until after 4/5 days. Shulchan Aruch, Rama, that's the Yud Aleph, Kuf Tzadi Vav Yud Aleph, Hapolet Shechva Zeri Mei Svirasa. Rachazal said that a woman cannot start counting Shiva Nekiyim, not only from there's no chash of Nida, but also chash of Pleita Shechva Zera, which is also Metame. And therefore, Imutok Sheishos Lashimusha, Shoseres also. Lefichach, Hamishamish Mitasav, Aroasav, Yacharkach Paska, Eina Maschelas Lespar Shiva Nekiyim, Machiavra Aleha, Sheish Onos Shlemos. Right? 6 Onos Shlemos, which we would call 72 hours. Shema Tiflot. Lefichach eina maschelas lespar ad yom chamishi l'shimusha. She starts counting on day 5. Right, this is the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch has 2 kulas. Number 1, only if she was with her husband, and number 2, already start counting on day 5. And the Rama quotes both chumras. V'yesha kasvo sheish lahamter ad yom echad tainos lotischol limnos ad yom hashishi. Right, have to wait 5 days, and at the end of the 5th day, do a hefsek tahara and start counting the first of the Shiva Nekiyim on day 6. V'hu yia yom rishon l'svirasa. V'chayshina shem etashamesh b'yom rishon b'en hashmashos. V'tizbar shehu yom v'yefsha shehu laila. Right, so number 1, because you're worried about b'en hashmashos. And then the Rama also says that even if v'yesha kasu sha'achshav ein l'chalik bein shimsha im baila l'lo shimsha, right? Even if a woman hasn't been with her husband for 2 weeks, doesn't matter. We still have to wait these days. You don't go by whether she was b'shabbos or not, unless there was a halachic reason. If there was a halachic reason, like it was Tisha B'Av, the entire time of her, right after she was Poris Nida, there are cases where if there are halachic issues where husband and wife can't be together, then maybe you could count that in the 5. But if it's just that the husband and wife weren't together, so then that is not where we're still machmir and say that does not that was to wait the five days. Okay, but either way, this comes from the idea of Ru'uya LaHazriya here in the Gemara. But we continue. Again, we're back to the psak of Rav. Rav says, the achbar falls into the pot of beer, it is usser. And why is that? Rav Sheisha says, chidishu shachitcha Torah. So, maskav lo Rav Simi minar da, umimos, what's your problem with this? That it's dosinam of gam? Is it really disgusting? Is it really mam is the beer? Vahala ola al shulchan shal malachim. Look out there, there are nations that eat this. Achbarim in beer. And therefore, is it really no sitam of gam? Just asking on the basis of the whole question. Depends on the types of mice. There are city mice and there are desert mice. And therefore, there's differences. Rashi says, achra de davra, the outside ones, a squirrel. Make a squirrel, balaz. The bottom Rashi. Right, habidavra, habidamasa, different types of rodents. And that would be mechalik. One is more of a delicacy. One is more disgusting. So even though we might find them both, as we'll see. Amar Rava. So this was the suggestions that we had for Rav. Amar Rava Hilchasa no Sintam Lafgam Mutter. As we've said a number of times already, we paskin no Sintam Lafgam is Mutter, even by a Pashas, even by a Dover Maos. V'yachmer b'shichmer lo yadana. My time with the Rav. Why did Rav Asir the males falling into the beer? I'm not sure why Rav Asir'd. Right, Rav says, I think no Sintam Lafgam is Mutter, so I'm not sure why Rav Asir'd it. I'd rather not say that Rav holds that no Sintam Lafgam is Asir. I'd rather not. So I'm still not sure. Im Yishum Tekasavar no Sintam Lafgam Asir v'les Hilch Zekavaseh. Is it because he holds no Sintam Lafgam is Asir, where it gives off a putrid taste, and we don't paskin like him? Im Yishum Tekasavar no Sintam Lafgam Mutter v'yachra v'shichra ashbuche mashpach. And this is not in a case of no Sintam Lafgam, as we just said. So I'm not sure why Rav Asir in that case. Nafkamina would be if he is going to lo kehilchasa. If you look in the Chashuke Chemet here, he has a case not of a mouse, but of a different animal. Maisa Shahaya. Interesting, he doesn't usually start off with his cases like that. So again, this one actually happened. Maisa Shahaya b'mosad misuya b'tkufas ha-melchama. Sheichnisu sir gadol shel cholent aver suda Shabbos. Time of war, meaning there wasn't so much food around, and they made this big pot of challan for the whole Mossad, for the whole everybody there. V'nei b'lo Shabbos kafatz chatul gadol mitoch pach zevel l'toch asir. I guess the hygiene was a little different in those days, and whatever it is. And there was a cat that jumped in from the garbage into the pot. U'meis v'nishbashel b'tocho. V'hinei, and Rachman, it died right away. V'hinei ein v'sir shishim k'negad ha-chatul. They got it out. Vinistavku hamish makom lahatir sacholant, if one would want to eat it. Ba'achila kasher ena davar acher lechol. There's nothing else to eat. Nothing else to eat. So, is this aser? Halachically. Not saying whether you would want to eat it or not. But it says aser. And it seemed to me, if you look in the Rishonim here, these cases are discussed. It must have come up much more often, you know, than we hear about it. So, he quotes the Gemara here in Avodah Zarah with the Achbar, and he quotes the Shulchan Aruch here in Yerodei Kuv Dalid, that the Shulchan Aruch paskins the chiluk between the mice, the Achbar the Davra and Achbar the Masa. So you see, there are certain types of shratzim that weren't so putrid and disgusting in the days of old. It's Olah Shulchan Malachim. But then, he quotes that the Shulchan Aruch also says here in Kuv Dalid, that Dvarim Me'usim, Shenafsho Shal Adam Katzabahem, Kinemalim Vizvuv V'yitushim, Shekal Adam Bodel Mehem Lemi'usan, Afilu Nisarvu Betavshel V'nimche, Im Heter Rabba La Mutarin, as long as he had a roof. So he says, though, is it, could we determine whether it's Lefgam or Leshvach? But then he quotes, V'dei V'tachin Lomar, Shekal Devrayim Amurim, in those days, Kasher Ein Ha'anashim Nig'olim Me'etzim Achatul, where people weren't disgusted at the thought. You know, it was possible that people would eat this kind of thing. El Arak Midonim Mitzad Hatam, Avo Biyameinu Sha'anashim Nir Ta'im Ma'od Mechai Dakim, we're in a different wavelength, right? Different, bugs and germs, I mean, a cat. Right? They can't even be masig there. Ubi miyuchad kasher chatul higia yashar mepacha zevel. Vaya muluchlach ma'od. Imkein yeshkan miusa gedola ma'od. Right? Even if you want to say, maybe certain types of shratzim warren as ma'os here. This is disgusting. Vavi kidvarma ma'usim shalom boy shishim kenegdom. Pasha says that it would be totally mut, it would be me'ikra, then it would be mutter, if one would want to partake of it. But halachically, it would not be, it would not be a problem. They says also at the end, if they're quoting others, maybe once it's in there, because you don't normally eat it, and you're only eating it because the person's starving, so maybe it'll be achil shelo kedarka, and you'd be pater on it. Either way, that's an important discussion, though it might not seem so appetizing to us. Okay, we continue. Yibayluhu. Next question. Okay, just in case you weren't sure about the following, what happens if it didn't fall into chalant or it didn't fall into beer? But yibayluhu nafalu l'kol chalamahu. What if it fell into vinegar? Vinegar is so strong that even if you want to say maybe there's some type of nosinam l'shvach into other beverages, but vinegar is so strong, maybe it can counter the taste. So, nafala gochalamai. What about that case? Rashi on top. Miyamrina nachomets tam okasha, the eina sheretz mefigo, lasis botam. Right, maybe the sheretz is not strong enough to counter the vinegar, and therefore it doesn't give off the sinas tam. So the gol chalamai, amalei Rav Hillel, Rav Ashi, havi uvda be Rav Kahana, the aser of Kahana. It was the case there of Kahana asered, when it fell into the vinegar. I had asered, amalei, hahu imartute imartit. Why did he aser? Because that case, meaning that the Rav Hillel said to Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana asered, Rav Ashi answered, no, that case was different. Imartut imartit, there they didn't get the animal out. It fell apart. It fell apart in the vinegar itself, and therefore, there's more of a chash. What are you worried about? Rashi. Imartut imartit, lachatichos dachos ktanos. They fell apart into tiny little pieces. Visheretz, isuro, bikadasha, kutumaso. Chiddush of Rashi. We have other places in Shas that the amount, the size for tuma by a sheretz is a lentil size. Ka'adasha. Rashi here jumps from tuma to achila. And that's the other Rishonim are not so comfortable with. Rashi says, after all, once it falls apart, a sheretz, the isser of eating a sheretz is a lentil size like its tuma. V'chayshinon dilma bolech hatichos sheretz ba'adei chometz. And that's why Rav Kahana asked, because maybe you'll eat a tiny little piece of a sheretz. Right? It's only a tiny little size, a lentil size. And that's why Rashi says it is usher. Other Rishonim are not comfortable with this. What? It's usher mishum the tumah, the size of the kadasha. The Ritva says there's no makar for that. Right? The makar is by tumah. The no makar is by achila. Right? The isur of achila is kizayis. Right? That's just like all isuri achila. The Ramban discusses this. The Ritva, I'll read it from the Ritva. Pirish Rashi. The nimra lachatichos dakos v'sheretz yisura b'kadasha kutumaso ve'eno nachon chada delo matzinu b'shum makom dimidame isur l'tuma l'shiuro. We never find that anywhere. Elakol ha'isur b'kizayis. All isur are kizayis. He quotes in the footnote that the Torah Sabayis quotes a source for this. But number one, v'od afilu havishur b'kizayis. Even if you want to say this, why did Rashi have to say this? Even if you see this year as a kizayis, imachatichos dakos hein sham velo nistananu to kulei alma azlishtoso shema yivla mimenu to ika isura daraisa the kaimalon chatishir asur ben haTorah. Number two, why is Rashi so bothered with, oh, I'm making a very small shear and therefore you might be nervous, you might eat some, even if it's less than the shear? We know, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. The beginning of the last parak of Maseches Yuma, chatishir is asur ben haTorah. So number one, says the Ritva, I think Rashi's shear is wrong. I think that shear is only for tuma and not for isuri achila. And number two, whatever the shear is, why are you worried about only eating the shear? Via filu lamanda, and then he adds an important point. Via filu lamanda amar shino asur ben haTorah. And even if you want to say like Reish Lakish, chatzi shear is not asur ben haTorah. Isura drabanan mi yaika. So asur drabanan. So miman of shach, why did Rav Kahana asur halacha lamaisa? Even if it was less than the shear, why did Rashi have to come up with that chiddush? You don't even need that chiddush to give pshat of the Gemara. V'anachon kamosha birish betosfus. I think Tosfus, what Tosfus says is correct. We don't have this Tosfus. But he says what Tosfus says. What's the case? Imartuti imartit? Not that it fell apart. But hahu sa'aro haya nimrat, the animal that fell in already did not have any hair. Its hair was already plucked off. And what makes these items disgusting is the hair, says the Ritva. Basically, what the Gemara is saying is that it was a case that wasn't Osedam Levgam. Normal cases of Achbar and Osedam Levgam, this one is not. And that's why he asserted it. Right? Rashi says, why was it this case different? Because the whole thing fell apart and you worried about eating a piece. Right? The Ritva and others say, no, maybe it was because it didn't have any hair and that's why it wasn't as Osedam Levgam as others. So that is a discussion. Again, some of these cases are specific cases describing the case, but we could expand to other cases. See here, the Gaon HaShas also quotes Tosfos and Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yudalet, also wondering about this Isuro Kadasha. Number one. Number two, the other interesting point here discussed by the Rishonim, and this isn't Tosfos, and that is according to the, let's say, Rashi's Pshat. So when there are pieces of the animal inside, then you're more worried. Then you're more nervous. Asks Tosfos, how do we eat honey? Right? Aren't there legs of bees in the honey? Tosfos, hahu. Yesh l'tamu achshav. Heichanu ochlim dvash dvorim. How do we eat? Why does he emphasize dvash dvorim? Because dvash in the Torah means dvash tmarim. Right? Date honey. Eretz vas chalavu dvash. That dvash is date honey. So Tosfos is that we're noting. What about biani? Halo ragli advarim u'ravim b'dvash. Right, there are legs of the bees. The afagat avi pagam, even though it's no sin tam lefgam, he called makom hasheretz atzmo de'ifgam mitzur lekulei alma. Right, so ask Tosfos, what's going on here with the legs of the bees? L'chei nira l'rabbeinu tam, devadei ragli advarim kivan da'atzmos v'alma ninu mutarim. They're like bones. They don't give off any taste. They're like inedible. They're not going to aser. They're like inedible items. Tahoha atzmos tahorim. Because after all, the bones aren't even mitame. As he quotes the Mishnah in Yadayim, atzmos achamor tahoros. Viragli advarim ka atzmos achamor. And that's why Tosfos says here, and that's why if you look in the Rush here, the Rush also has an important lashon here. He says, it's not edible. And that's why if a piece of animal is not really edible, so that's why if it becomes putrefied and it just loses its no longer recognizable, so then one doesn't have to worry about it, and it is batel. Right? The Shulchan Aruch discusses this. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch has to know about bees. Rav Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Simen Pei Aleph. Simen Pei Aleph, which is the Simen about Kol HaYotze Min HaTame Tame. Right, that's the Simen. Right, milk. Is milk kosher? Depends which animal it came out of. Right, if it's a kosher animal, it's kosher. If it's a non-kosher animal, it's not kosher. HaYotze Min HaTame Tame, HaYotze Min HaTare Tare. Right, it gets into the human milk. It talks about milk and cheese and donkeys, items. At the end of that simen, dvash dvorim mutter. Shulchan Aruch has to say, honey, bee honey is mutter. You can eat bee honey. V'af al pisha gufei advorim mu'uravim bo. Even though body parts of the bees might be mixed in. U'kishem afrishim advash mehem mechamamin u'martichin osani mahem. And even though maybe when you process the honey, you're going to cook it, then you have to be worried about the taste, the tam. Mutter, mishum davinos enam of gam. Nosadam of Gam. So that's a little different than Tosfos, right? Tosfos said it doesn't even have it. It's just not Samos. So maybe it's even more basic. But either way, that's what the Shulchan Aruch's Lashon is, that it is Nosadam of Gam. The Ber Hetev here says, Klomar, Shegufe Hadvorim Atzman Pogmim Advash. But Nosadam of Gam Mutter, Umikal Makom, Ish Dizar Shalechot Vash Po Sinun Tchila. Because maybe you should, be masaning it and, filter it. Before you eat it. Okay. Either way, there's another idea, though, quoted in the Rishonim. Another idea about Dvash. And that's based on not the Rush here, but the Rush in Brachas. And the Rush in Brachas has a line that anything into honey becomes honey. The Rush says in the sixth parak, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah is Pirish, the Efshar Litain Botam Lahatir Velomar, he's quoting in a different context, Pirsha Ba'alma, that he says, he gives the Dvash as an example. V'yavagav Shahari HaDvash, Im Nafal Bo Chaticha Shal Isser, V'yavagav Shah Isser Nimoach Betoch HaDvash, if something Usser fell into honey, Kivan Shederach HaDvash LaHachsir HaDavar HaNofel Letocho Dvash, Kimo Dvash Dainin. Honey has this amazing power in halacha, as it's called, that everything that stays in dvash ultimately becomes dvash. It loses its identity. And it becomes honey. Umutter. Right? And it becomes mutter. And Hachanami says, similar to the case of Pirsha Ba'alma that he's talking about in another context that we don't have to get into. That is what he says. Klomar, and the Madana Yantav at the bottom of the Rosh says, Vein Sorchi Svatabo Bashishim. Right, you don't even have to be mevatel it. Right, it becomes like honey, and therefore, that's it. So too, that will be the other answer given here. And that is, if the bee legs go into the honey, it'll become like honey. I once heard a while ago, the unbelievable Dvar Musar, maybe this is why, I think I mentioned this in Shul a couple of years ago, that's why the minhag is on Rosh Hashanah, we have honey and not salt. Because they do opposite things. Right, salt preserves. Why do we add salt to something? To make it last for a long time, right? We'll salt a cucumber to make it into a pickle, right? That's why it doesn't get putrid. Dvash is the exact opposite. Honey changes whatever is put in there to honey. And our Rosh Hashanah, we're not preserving who we are. We're becoming a new person on Rosh Hashanah. And that's why Rosh Hashanah, we have to focus on honey and not on salt. And then the added to this, and that's I saw the Bali Musa talking about, and Torah is matob mitvash, right? It's even more. Torah has the power of redefining and changing a person. If honey could do it, even Torah could do it. Again, we don't have time fully. Maybe at the end we'll come back. But there's a beautiful discussion of honey and Torah on the first page of the first introduction to Likutei Halachos. Likutei Halachos is the Chafetz Chaim Sefer on the non-halachic parts of Shas, which the Rif did not write on, and the Chafetz Chaim said, I don't know why the Rif didn't write on it. You have to be ready for Mashiach. Tomorrow, Mashiach's going to come. We're not going to know any of these halachas. So the Chafetz Chaim wrote a Rif-like Sefer on all the parts of Shas that are not halachic lemaisa, all kachim. Right, and therefore he has three volumes, including the halachas on Zvachim and Achas Chulin, Be'ez Hashem. In a couple of weeks, we'll be starting Zvachim, and then we'll have to get to the Likutei Halachos. But in the Hakdama Rishona, on the first page, he discusses how David HaMelech tells us, "Hanechemadim Mizav umipazraz umutrav umitukim mitvash." Right, David HaMelech says, "Torah is more precious than gold and sweeter than honey." And the Chafetz Chaim explains that some items are inherently valuable, but they're not sweet. Gold. You can't eat gold, but they're inherently valuable. Honey is the opposite. They're sweet and delicious, but not inherently valuable. You can sell it for something like gold. Torah is both. Torah has sweetness, and Torah is valuable. Mituki midvash and nechamada mizahav. Torah sina kadoshi yesh ba shtei ma'alos. Sheshav yarav ma'od yoser mizahav, upaz, umetikusa hu gamken yoser midvash v'nofet sufim. And then he continues and goes into the lot of Allah halakhlo yadua sheish beteva advash koach hametikus gadol ashem yichpo po eze dover lechem obasar v'yishtai bashi uirav b'meshach hazman yishapech alechem obasar l'dvash gamor. Of course, our rush, right? If something falls into honey. V'nei l'rova poskim afilum nafal badvar iser choser lios heter gamor v'zeo sha'omer akasav shekoach hametikus haTorah hu gadol harbe yoser midvash. The Torah could be mishane us even more than honey. The hainu im adam shoked al haTorah umizdabik bakaroi. You get stuck to it. Afilu im teva nafsho ayimitchila rama od koach haTorah mitaraso umekadashto v'nefach lios ish acher mamish. Right, worth it to come to today's Daf Yomi just for that Chafetz Chaim. V'zeo mad isa ba'avos umachsharto lios sadik chassid yashar neman. That's a take-home Chafetz Chaim. Again, there's a lot more here. Goes on for a couple of pages, but we're not going to continue right now. That's what he talks about. You have to learn Kachim. That's the introduction to Likutei Halachos. Maybe we will get back to that when we start Zvachim. Get back to that Hakdama. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. We're on the third line. Says the Gemara, so Rav Kahana asserted this case where it fell into vinegar because either it fell apart, and therefore you have pieces that you worried about, or Tosfos says there's no more hair, and therefore it's no same time l'shvach. Okay. So Ravina savar l'shiur b'me'av achad. Ravina thought to be mishaer, this achbar that fell in, 1 to 100. After all, he says, lo garmi truma. It's no worse than truma. It's more chamer than truma. Truma is batel, titzan, truma ola becher l'me'av. Shuma needs 100 to 1. So this, I'm not going to say is more chomer than that. So that's what he said to be misharit. Amar le'rav tachlifa bar giza l'ravina. Dilma ketavlin shel truma. Once you're going like, can I get the truma? Maybe it's like truma spices. And spices, we know, maybe even more than 1 to 100. If it gives off spice, right, something that is so strong that it could be mashpia even against a lot, so maybe it's even more. B'kedera dami d'lo batel tamayu. Right, it's not batel, right? So maybe it should be, you should say it even means more than 1 to 100. Right, Tosfos here discusses, even by truma, that the 1 to 100 is only yavish b'yavish. In lach, right, and even the tavlin is 60, that's what we assume is no same tam. Tosfos discusses, tema need the truma ninukshu b'kera b'davar lach patela b'shishim. Tosfos says, unless it's very, very strong. Maybe he's talking about something that's so strong, so then even in this case, it's going to give off taste. Okay, either way, so why should you go 1 to 100? Rav Achoy shir b'chala b'chamshin. Rav Achoy said, in vinegar is 1 to 50. Rav Shmuel b'reid Rav Ika shir b'shichr b'shisin. 1 to 60 in beer. V'hilchasa, and what's the halacha? And this is a huge discussion. What does this line mean? V'hilchasa, is this a limited line or a Shas line? The hilchasa, idi ve'idi b'shisin, Both vinegar and beer are 60. Okay, that's limited. V'chein kol isurin shabbatorah. So to all isurin in the Torah. That is a very crucial Yaradea line. What does that mean? All isurin in the Torah. Rashi versus many other Rishonim. Rashi says here, Rashi, Hachi Garcinan, V'chein kol isurin shabbatorah. Bishishim, 60. V'chein halacha ravachas b'Yisrael. Right, interesting, not often, but Rashi often in Yoredeya topics, in Meseches Chulin, a number of times, Rashi paskins. Rashi discusses the psak. We could go Mesechtas and Mesechtas and not have a psak of Rashi. But Rashi in Yoredeya topics right here, and then in Meseches Chulin also, he paskins. V'chein halacha ravachas b'Yisrael, d'min b'she'eno mino b'shishim. Rashi says here, min b'she'eno mino. As we discussed a couple of days ago, something not in its type is shishim, right? And then the girsa here is a little confusing. See on the side, let's read it on the side and the bach. Avo min b'mino b'mashehu. Min b'she'eno mino, different tastes. So it's b'shishim, it's batel. What is min b'mino? Min b'mino, Rashi says, min b'mino, according to the girsa on the side and what the bach changes it to, b'mashehu. Min b'mino is asers b'mashehu. Chutz mechametz. Except for chametz, chametz is even more chamer. Da'afilu min b'she'eno mino. Even min b'she'eno mino by chametz, we're machmir, hilchazak b'mashu karav. Why? Because we're gozer by chametz. Chametz being in this rekares, that's why even min b'she'eno mino, which usually is shishim, we're going to say is mashahu. By chametz, mitrabanan. The time of Mishud to call Yisrael Shabbat Torah Min B'mino B'mashu Karav U'Bechamez Gzeira She'eno Mino Atu Mino, says Rashi. So that is the Rashi Pshat. Other Rishonim say, what are you talking about? Min B'mino is B'mashu by all Isurim. All Isurim are not Batel Min B'mino, says the Ritva here. And again, Tosfos in Pesach and Daf Lamed talks about this. Says the Ritva, this is how you should understand. What does this line mean? Kol Yisrael Shabbat Torah. So Rashi says that means Kolisur Shabbat Torah or Asa B'Mashu B'Mino. So Kei Nir Ali says the Ritva Ta'achi Kamar V'Chein Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah Kayotzei Bazeh Shehein Min B'She'eno Mino Kulam B'Shishim. That's what this line means. When it's Min B'She'eno Mino, it's B'Shishim. That applies to all Yisurim. V'Hashta Haviklala Davkana Afilu B'Yisrei Mashu Davodizara V'Chol Darvashish L'Matirin V'Chol Nesei Ta'amim. And therefore this includes all Yisurim. Even a serious Yisurim, if it's min b'she'eno mino, it's going to be batel b'mashehu. Ve'en l'cha yotzim n'aklal hazeh el l'chamis v'pesach l'dasak o'on himself. And the only exception to this rule is chamis and pesach. Dama Rava, as Rava says, in Pesachim Dachlamin, bein b'mino, bein b'shelo b'mino, aser. For chametz, u'pirsh raga o'on him, sh'asav b'mashehu, mishum t'ika le'bal yorba yimatze. U'mori, harav alevi zal, kelsani b'pirsh hazeh ma'od. They like this shot, grape shot that I gave. But it's talking about Mimbish Enomino. The line of Kol Yisrael Shabbat Torah is talking about Mimbish Enomino. That's what's going to be Batel B'Shishim. But Min B'Mino, who says that it's going to be who said it's going to Aser B'Mashu? Right? Tosfos also discusses that in Psachim, as I just said, in Psachim Daf Lamed, where Tosfos discusses, Rabbeinu Tam Omer, Dekol Elo Enem Rayas, De'ein Alacha Lok Rabbi Yehuda, Velo Karav. Right, Rashi's passing like Rabbi Yehuda. It's really Machlokas Tanoim. Min B'mino. It's Min B'mino Batel or not. So Rabbi Yehuda says Min B'mino is not Batel. Remember the case of Rabbi Yehuda? Talking about the Dam on Yom Kippur. The Dam Par and the Dam Sawyer. And even after it's mixed in, the Torah calls it the Dam Par and the Dam Sawyer. What do you mean? Don't you see the Dam Par? There's a lot more blood of the cow than there is of the Sawyer. So Rabbi Yehuda says Min B'mino Lo Batel. Right, that's the his shita. And if you remember, we use that. The Ran uses that in Nedarim to explain why a davar sheish lamatirin is not batel. Because min b'mino lo batel means bittel is based on a clash, one item overpowering the other item. If two items could coexist, so then it's not. They're not mevatel each other. So Rashi seems to pass like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the min b'mino is not batel zoser b'mashu. But Rov Rishonim say no. Rov Rishonim say no. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, right? The case of cases in Shas that you might find other cases. Maybe those are exceptions. Maybe that's chametz. Maybe that's yain nesach. Maybe that's other things. And that's what Tosfos here discusses. Im sachem daf lamed. The Shmeitza igar sidem mashu karav paposik b'chametz karav alo mitaimei rav sfira levi kol yisur shabbat Torah b'mino b'mashu v'rav alesle ladafka chametz b'pesach mishum chomer t'chametz. So right, the case of Rav and Rabbi Yehuda, generally other Rishonim do not paskin like like what Rashi says here, and what Rav in other cases, other Rashita say. Again, important discussion. Halacha lemaisa in Yaradeya, in laws of Bittul. Laws of Bittul. You look also in the Rambam. The Rambam discusses this at length in Hilchos Ma'achalas Asuros in Perek Tesvav. I think it's in Perek Tesvav. Perek in Ma'achalas Asuros. Yeah, Perek Tezav. It's a long Perek. Call us Davar Aser. Shenis Ari B'Davar Mutter. Min B'Sheino Mino, B'No Sin Tam. U'min B'Mino, Sh'yef Sher Lamor Al Tamo, Yivata Barov. Rather, Alan Paskins. Min B'Mino is Bada Barov. And he gives examples. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Again, obviously, Yosef Masha Karanu Kasav Kan. And, we will, have to get back to it at one point. Ovid Kochavim Shaya Mavir im Yisrael, getting back to the Yayin Nesach, the topics of this parak and the second half of the previous parak. And Ovid Kochavim Shaya Mavir im Yisrael Kadayin Miyakal Mako. An idolater is helping Yisrael schlep wine from place to place. And not every second was the Jew watching him. So do I have to be worried that he opened the barrel, he touched it? If it's becheskas hamishtamer, we'll have to see exactly what that means in the Gemara. If it's becheskas hamishtamer mutter, then the wine is going to be mutter. Im hodi o shehu maflig. If the Jew tells the guy, you know what, I'm going to take a trip a little while, I'll be back. He doesn't just leave. If he just leaves and doesn't say anything, then we assume that the guy is thinking at every second, oh, he might come back right now. I'm nervous. But if the Jew says, you know, I'm going out, I'll be back in an hour. So if he gives him time, he's maflig, so then that's worse. So then, if there's a certain amount of time, so then it's going to be usher. Im eldiushu maflig, kidei sheyistom, v'yistom v'yigov, if he gives him enough time to drill a hole, and to close up the hole, and smooth it out, then you have to be nervous that he did that. If he has enough time to do that. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, he said, no. A guy's not going to do that because it's going to be noticeable. If he just drills a hole and... No, what won't be noticeable is if he takes off the whole cover. So it's a longer time. If he's away for that amount of time, then you have to be worried that the guy did it. And then that would make the wine... That would make the wine usser. Machlokas here in the Yishonim, is it only by psuchos? What about stumos? The Rashba writes in the Torah Sabayis, maybe if there are a number of non-Jews, then it would be even more chamor. Because maybe some of them will be on guard while the other one does whatever he does. And that's the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Rashba in Kuf Chav Tes. The Shulchan Aruch says here in Siv Beis, Hadashari, right, if they have more than one person, you know, you can have one on guard. You have one on guard. That's why what we're talking about here is only one. It's singular. The Rashba says it's bedafka. Good. Weiter. Haminiach, similar. So that was a case in a, going from place to place. Haminiach, yeno bakarno besvina. Somebody's bringing wine on a wagon or on a boat. Valachlo, bakapandaria. Nichlas la medina, varachas mutter. And if he goes quickly on a kapandaria, he goes to take a shortcut. He goes into the city and he washes. And then he comes back. Mutter. The wine is mutter. Because again, he did not tell the non-Jew what he was doing. He just disappeared. He left. He could come back at any second. And therefore, mirtas. Right, we're nervous. Remember, we had this earlier in the Masechta, right, in the second parak about milk. Remember, the Gemara says, a Jew either has to see the non-Jew milking the cow or be sitting outside in a way that if he would stand up, the non-Jew would be noticed. And if he doesn't stand up, if there's a mirtas line, a feeling, so then we can assume there was nothing done. So here too, this mirtas. V'im hodio shum maflig, but if he says, I'm going into the city to take a shower, k'deshi yishtom v'yishtom v'yigov. Same thing. R'shun gamliel omer, again a more mekel shita, k'deshi yiftach hasachavis v'yigov v'tegov. Next, hamniach ovikochavim b'chanus, what if you left him in the store? Af apisha yotza v'nichnas mutter, even though yotza v'nichnas mutter. That's the concept of yotze v'nichnas. Because if you could come in at any moment, then it's mutter. Vim hodio shu maflig. If you say though, I'm going out for an hour, taking a trip. Kadei she yishtom ve yishtom ve yigov. Rishim gal liel omer. Kadei she yiftach hasachavis ve yigov ve tegov. So the same machlokas by a boat and by a store and by traveling. All the same. And again, this principle comes up in Hilchas Kashrus.
It comes up in Hilchos Nida. Also, not exactly the same, but a lot of Hilchos Nida, not Hilchos Nida, Hilchos Yichud. Right, a lot of Hilchos Yichud has to do with common sense. If the two people involved are not worried that anybody's going to come in at any moment, so then it's probably Usur. If they're worried, it's probably Mutter. Again, not exactly, but to generalize, many cases of Hilchos Yichud, which are Mutter, are because there's Mirtas. Anybody could walk in at any moment. And if people are nervous for that, then it's probably not a case of Yichud. But if people are comfortable, then nobody, in an elevator, the post can say it could open up at any, in any floor. So that's why there's no Isur of Yichud there. But in a case where people are not nervous and they're comfortable, so then there would be an Isur. Hay ochlim ala shulchan, v'hiniach leginin ala shulchan, v'lagin ala dulvaki. Right, if somebody is eating and there's containers of wine on the table, and also in the cabinets. And then I left the idolater there. Mashal shulchan aser, shal dulbaki mutter. Right, whatever is on the table is aser, because we have to be worried that he touched it and he moved it. And what's in the cabinets is mutter. The imam lo have a mosaic v'shoset. But if when the Jew leaves, he says, you know, make yourself comfortable. If he says, here, drink, make yourself comfortable, so then he's making himself comfortable. Then af sha'al hadulvaki usr. Even what's in the cabinet is usr, because once he has free rein, then you have to be more nervous. Chavias psuchos, asuros, stumos, mutaros, kadesh yiftach, v'yigov, v'tegov. We'll have to get back to that line. The open barrels are usr, the closed barrels are mutter, unless you give him enough time to open them up, the whole thing, and close them back. Good. So, Echidami Becheskas HaMishtamer. What's the case? Again, a lot of the action, as you see, was before the Mishnah today. But again, we'll have to make one or two comments. So, Echidami Becheskas HaMishtamer. What does the first line of the Mishnah mean? That if I left the Goy, Becheskas HaMishtamer, then it's Mutter. What does that mean? So, Kidetanya, like the following Brisa says, Harishahayu Chamarav Poalav Tu'unin Taharos. If somebody's donkey drivers or workers are carrying his taros, Afilu Hiflig Mehen Yosem Yemil. Right? Even if you went, let's say, far away from them, you went up ahead. Taharos of Taharos. You don't have to be worried about anything. You could assume his taros are still Tahar. And therefore what? What's Pechetzel Mishdamer? As long as he thinks that you might come. And they were even if you're far away, even a mil away, it's still b'chesed mishdamer if he thinks you might come back at any moment. But if he tells them, you know what, you go, I'll catch up. So he's giving them a little freedom. So then, alma eno mehem tarosav tameos. So again, as we explained, says the Gemara, maishta reisha, maishta seifa. What's the difference in these cases? I mean, we already kind of said the answer, but now we're just going to explicate it a little more. Why is each of these cases in the Mishnah, the first case is Mutter, the second case is Aser, Samar Rav Yitzchak, Reisha, or in the Brisa, the first case of the Brisa, is Hiflig Mehan is going to be Mutter, but if he says Lechu, Vaniba, it's going to be Aser. So, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Reisha, B'metar, B'chamar, V'pol, L'kach. Maybe the Reisha of the Brisa is where you were Metaher, your workers. Right, Rashi, shehit bilon umaga and tohar. Right, because you knew that you wanted to make sure that your stuff tastes tar, so maybe that's the first ukimta. Right, you made them go to a mikvah beforehand. So yachi seifanami. So what about the seifa? You made them go to the mikvah. No, einam aretz machmed al maga chaveiro. If we're talking about amei aretz, they're not machmed about, even if they went in, right, if they meet somebody on the way, they'll give him a shake their hand, they'll become tamei, even if they went to the mikvah beforehand. So yachi afi the reisha nami, neima hachi. So the reisha too. We're talking about the same people. Amei haaretz, amar rava, bibalahem derech hakalason. No, the case is, that's mutter in the reisha, is where you're coming from a street that's not straight. So at any moment you might show up. That's why it's mutter, because they're scared any moment. So yachi seifanami, if we're talking about derech hakalason. No, kiva da'amar lahem lechu v'aniba acharechem, samcha daitaihu. Once he says, you know what, I'll catch up, he's basically giving them a little flexibility, and whenever, and that's the yisod of all the cases of the Mishnah and the Brisa, whenever he gives them a little flexibility, so then it is more of a problem, it's all a chashash of Negia. So that's, again, that's the concept of Yosef Nichnas. The concept of Hashkacha of Yosef Nichnas is as long as the non-Jew might think that I might come at any moment, so therefore there is kashrus, right? A higher standard than this, we'll have to talk about B'Shem and Maseches Chulin, is the concept that we have by Fleishiks, by Bisari, and that's Basar Shenis Alim Min Ha'ayin. Right, that's something beyond another chumrah d'rabbanan that besides Yosi v'nichnas, but there's a kind of basar shenasam and ayim, maybe a specific din in discussing Yeridea in Siman Samach Gimel, where we have, that's why there's higher levels of hashgacha needed by a bisari restaurant or basari context more than when it comes to milchix, because there we have the concept of basar shenis alei min ayin, that is in Siman Samach Gimel in Shulchan Aruch basar hanimsa mushlach bashuk. Halach achar harov to call barf meruba parish rov mochrim v'chulu v'kfar asru chachamim kol habasar hanimsa bein b'shuk bein b'yarov dekachavim avli shakol hamochrim v'kol shochtim Yisrael v'lo orel ha'lokeach basar v'nicho bebeiso v'ne'ela min ha'ayim asur elim kin ha'yelo bo simin o shahaya bo tfius ayin v'hu makiro vaday shehuzeh o shahaya tzorer v'chasum. Again, there's a separate din which is a higher standard than this, than just Mirtas and Yotzei v'Nichnas. Okay. Hamniach ovikachal mechanusa v'chulu, hamniach yayin b'karano b'sfina v'chulu. V'tzricha, what do we need all these cases for? We have the same exact yisod in the store, on the boat, traveling, right? Three cases. So what do you need all three cases in the Mishnah for? V'tzricha. V'itana ovikachavim, if you only had the case of the first case, I think, right, that he's helping you schlep the savar dilma asi v'chazile. Maybe there, remember there's two parts to every case. The case that's mutter, the case that's asr. So maybe only there it's mutter, because the guy is constantly thinking as he's traveling that maybe the Jew is going to see me. Ava b'karno, b'svina b'ban, a wagon or a boat, ema d'mafla glal l'svinte, v'avim my d'boy. I'm going on a boat, I'm out, he's nowhere near here, so I can do whatever I want. So I would think in that case, even if he didn't say I'm maflig, it would be usur. V'itana b'karno b'svina, and if you only had that case, v'shim desavar dilma asi ba'or chachriti, v'kai, maybe he's going to come from a different side, v'kai aguda, I'll stand on a wall, v'chazi, they'll be able to see me. Aval ovikachavim b'chanuso, but if it's inside, it's in a store, ema achir le'lababa v'achavid kol d'boy, I'll lock the door and I'll do whatever I want. So I'll think that's usur in all cases. Kamash malan, in all three cases, you have the chilik, the mirtas in the first case, and giving the flexibility and the allowance in the second case, which would be usur. Period. Omar Rabba Barbarchan Omar Biochanan Machlokes, the whole Machlokes in the Mishnah, whether, now we're getting back to the Machlokes of the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel, whether you have to leave it, if you left enough time for a drill through, that is enough to usur, or only enough time to take off the entire cover. So machlokes bishel sid. The machlokes is only about plaster. Aval bishel tit. But when it comes to tit, clay, so then it's really discernible. So divrei akol kadesh yiftach v'yigo v'yigo. Everybody would agree that a little drilling, a little hole would be discernible, and therefore everybody would agree you go by taking off the whole cover. Meisve, is that really true? But we have a brisa that has another comment. Meisve, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Chachamim, Rav Shimon Gamliel, who holds you got to take off the whole cover, said to the Rabbanon, follow situ manikar, bein milamala bein milamata. That's the line. You could see it's discernible from the top of from above or below. So what does that line mean? So e amrit bishlama bishel tit machlokes. If you say the machlokes is by tit by clay, hayna duktami situ manikar bein milamala bein milamata. So then I understand because clay is discernible above and below. Ella e amrit bishel sid machlokes. But if you say the machlokes is only by sid, and therefore that's the case of Shugamlil is talking about with the Rabbanan. So bishlama lamata yadia. Underneath on the bottom side of the barrel, then you know it's discernible because he wasn't able to flatten that from the top. It's on the inside of the barrel. Ela lamala halo yadia. But above, what do you mean? He'll smooth that out and it won't be discernible. So if the machlokes is by titsa, what does this line mean of Rav Shimon Gamliel of situ monikar? So the answer is Rav Shimon Gamliel hu delo yada makami rabbanan. No, he didn't know what the rabbanan shita was. This is what he meant to say to them. If it's bishal tit, so then situ manikar from either above or below. V'bishal sid kamrisu nihida lamala lo yadia lamata miya yadia. And if it's with sid, so then if it's plaster, so fine, above won't be noticeable because we'll be able to smooth that out. But the inside underneath that would be noticeable. So why do you say? Why are you worried? V'rabbanan, kivan de lamat milamala lo yadia, lo mataka daiti de afich l'chazilei. When I open the barrel, I'm not going to focus. Once I see on the outside, it's all good and smooth, I'm not going to remember when I open the barrel to look on the underneath of the cover. And therefore, even if it's recognizable, he's not going to focus on it. Or inami zimna dechalim. Or sometimes the ma'isa, it might work out. Then it might dry evenly. And therefore, even on the inside, it won't be noticeable. Period. One last little section. Amar Rava, halacha kerb Shimon ben Gamliel. The halacha is like a Shimon Gamliel, meaning you have to give him the time enough to make the whole cover. Why do we pass like a Shimon Gamliel? Since we have a stam mishnah like Rav Shimon Gamliel. What's the stam mishnah? The end of our mishnah. Remember, our mishnah had three different cases where there was a machlokas, and the last line of our mishnah only quoted a line like Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's not. I say, make yourself comfortable. Right, the last five lines of the Mishnah. So you see, what does the last line of the Mishnah say? Kedesh yiftach v'yigov v'tigov. So it's a star Mishnah like Rav Gamliel. So obviously we pass it like him. Says the Gemara Pshita, that's pretty obvious. It's the famous like Rav Gamliel. No. Ma'u detema kula Rav Gamliel k'tani la. You might think that the whole last five lines are Rav Gamliel talking. It's not a star Mishnah. It's just a continuation of his words. Kamash Malan. No, Kamash Malan, we paskin like him in that case. Period. We'll stop there for a second just to look. If you see Rabbi Kiva Eger here in the Gilead Nasha says, look in the Rashbam in Baal Basra. Kuflam Gimel. What does that Rashbam say in Baal Basra, Kuflam Gimel? We know that the Gemara says there and two other places in Shas that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in three cases. Right? So what do you mean? Here's another case. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Right, or the, let me just read you the line from the Rashbam. Maybe I'm saying it backwards. Right, here it is. Right, Bi'afagav, the Rashbam quotes about Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Gilyon HaShas here says it must be that Rava says the same thing. Bi'afagav, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Rabbi Shagamliel, b'chal 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 chutz b'yarv etzidam v'rayachrona, the halacha is always like Rabbi Shagamliel, except for three cases. Right, so here, what do you have to say, the halacha is like Rabbi Shagamliel, because there's a Stam Mishnah. We always pass like Rabbi Shagamliel. So, Shmuel lesle haiklala. Maybe Shmuel does not hold of that principle. So what the Gilyon HaShas must be saying here also is that maybe Rava doesn't hold of that principle. Right? It's not like a hard, fast principle that every Amora holds of. That's what the Rashbam says. V'gam Rava dekamer b'sechaz avodah zara. Halacha Rav Gamliel, les leinami haiklala. Hilka called Klal Shem Gamora Kagon Halacha Kistam Mishnah Halacha Rabbi Kiva Halacha Rabbi Chaveiro, Rabbi Yosef Rav Shem Gamliel Shaseinu, Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yeshua Halacha Rabbi Yeshua. All the principles of Psak don't have to be agreed upon by all Amoraim. That's the Rashbam in Baal Basra, Kuf, Lamed, Gimel, Amabez, and that's what the Gilyon HaShas here mentions to explain our Gemara as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll pick up with V'chi Me'achir, Hashem, next time as we get into the last week of Meseches Avodah Zarah.